pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
If you all bow your heads for the invocation. Heavenly Father, we come to you this evening and humbly ask you bless this council and help us make the best decisions possible for the city of Lowestown. Amen.
Brant must have forgot he was on the list.
Who was it?
Brant was supposed to be here tonight.
I keep asking them about their list and trying to, you know, never can get one.
All right, clerk, can you call the roll, please?
Alderperson Sally Clark is absent. Trevor Kelly is absent. Brad Ward?
Here.
Kendall Miller?
Here.
Kim Paschal?
Here.
And John Spotlow's absent. Mayor Leiferi?
Here. All right, we barely have a quorum. We'll muddle along. All right, everyone had a chance to look at the minutes from the last meeting.
I move to approve the minutes of the last meeting, September 14th.
A motion to approve the minutes. May I have a second, please?
Second.
Second by Ms. Kim. And all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right, Cindy, do you have a clerk's report?
No, I don't have anything tonight.
All right. Treasurer's absent. Mr. Collins, do you have an attorney's report?
I have nothing to report.
Thank you, sir. No engineer. Do we have any public comments? Miss Public?
She's on the agenda, so.
I'm under 14.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, you're the only member of the public I saw, so.
14A.
All right. All right. No public comments or petitions. Let's talk about our finance committee. Alderman Clark is absent. Sewer, Alderman Spotlow is absent. Streets and alleys, Mr. Miller, do you have anything?
No, just if you've noticed, the guy's been redoing some of the sidewalks and that, just kind of touching them up and cleaning the dirt gloves off of them. That some sidewalks have been buried for a long time. And then they've been doing the ends of the sidewalks and putting new curb cuts and stuff in that for handicaps accessibility, so.
We've also been welding some storm drains that have fallen off the curbs. And
looking good.
It does. They got it looking real good.
They did a good job with the street cleanup also, with the cleanups.
Yeah, they did. They did a real good job. All right. Thank you, Mr. Miller. Police, ESDA, Mr. Ward.
Nothing to report.
All right. Mr. Miller, do you have anything on water?
I don't have anything on water.
Wonderful. And Alderman Kelly is absent, so we'll have no utilities, public buildings. Tourism, Alderman Kim.
Tourism, we have some music and food in the park this weekend from 11 to 5 at the. What's it called?
At the gazebo?
Gazebo, yeah.
Yeah, gazebo, there we go. And just people bring their lawn chairs and listen to Aaron Connolly sing and eat something. And we're still working on the 23rd for our winter roast and our fall party for the kids. So I'm still working on that, but I'm really needing some volunteers to help me out. So if you can think of anybody, send them my way. And the chambers are donating $50 to it. They said that at their meeting Thursday that they would give us 50, but they didn't want to participate to help.
Okay.
So. All right. We'll just go from there.
And what time is music in the park?
It goes 11, something like that. Well, we start at 11 with food and stuff, and that music's probably going to be, I imagine, probably about 1 o'clock. Something.
Saturday and Sunday both?
No, just one day, just Saturday.
Just Saturday?
Yeah.
And that's like a fundraiser, right?
For yeah, it's a fundraiser for the new, hopefully new food shed in the park. So it's what we had left from music in the park. We're selling it and trying to raise some money to put back into music in the park, so that's pretty much what it's for.
Very good.
So if you can stop by and buy a hot dog, oh, we're having beans, and Karen said she's making ham and beans and cornbread, and then we're having like brats and whatever hot dogs we had left, and
I think chili.
I was going to do chili, but I tried to talk her out, but I said, don't do both. That's too much work.
And then I think they're going to have some desserts too, Deb said.
Might be, yeah. So we're just trying to do whatever we can just to raise a little money for music in the park for next year. And the main thing is for the new food shed or something.
Have you got a little bit of money set back now? Or?
Yeah, I think there's some now.
Is there a target amount you need?
Don't know yet for sure. I would imagine it's probably going to be, by the time you're done, it depends on how much help we have. I mean, the biggest expense is going to be the shed. Electrical, it's just a matter of moving electrical over to that spot.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really about it.
I think she'd like to have maybe a cement slab if she could.
Yeah, and I tried to talk her out of that too, because I said, you know what, I said, and that's fine, but I think since it is a park and it may not stay there forever, if we put white rock in and just roll it or
Is the one now on anything?
Huh?
Is the one now on anything?
It's on cement.
Oh, it
but
is.
It's just because cement was there. But
oh, okay.
To put cement in, I think if we just did white rock and put the shed on the white rock, and then that way if we ever took it out, white rock's removable. Cement's a little harder to take out. And
paving bricks.
It works the same thing. So
do some of those decorative, like 18 by 18.
Yep.
And then,
yeah, but anyway,
you get those level, that looks cool.
I know we're going to want to talk to this, and she's going to want to, but approach the city council with the tourism committee and whatever to see what we can do and what we can't do and kind of put it together.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Mm-hmm. Oh, all right, very good. All right, very good. Thank you, Kim. TIF committee, Alderman Spotlow is absent. The citizens committee.
Hi.
Always like to hear from Amanda.
So huge kudos to Evan, and I heard so many positive comments about the cleanup. We get a lot of negative comments, and that was, you know, we were used to hearing the negatives sometimes, and huge positives. So I think everyone was so thankful, and not only, you know, picking up the unused items, but how quickly they did it as well. Also, I wanted to mention, I know you talked about the sidewalks. I had actually two people mention something to me today about how nice they looked and how happy they were to see that. So definitely being noticed, that work, and it's wonderful. So as far as the Citizens Committee, the only other thing that I had it's also on 14C, but it's the Rebuild Downtown and Main Street grant. This was something that I came across. I'm on a listserv from the mapping communities that was done a long time ago, and so all of these tend to come across my email. So I did, and Cindy, I have to apologize since I wasn't at the last meeting. Did we go over the details, or is this new to everybody? Or
I handed it out last time.
Okay.
Kind of went over, but not a lot.
Okay, so highlights, it's a very large grant, but it's $250 to $3 million. No match is required. Projects must be located in a commercial corridor or downtown area. So it's not limited to new construction or rehabilitation of the following: roads, parking, and sidewalk, transit, pedestrian or bicycle infrastructure, broadband, water, sewer infrastructure, public spaces such as park, plazas, including lighting and landscaping, sustainable investment and modernization of structures in disrepair. When that's mentioned, this grant actually offers money for municipalities to purchase buildings that are run down.
Which grant is this one? Is this the one to rebuild?
Yeah. Rebuild Downtown. And
it is a match, though. It's a 50-50 match.
Not for distressed areas.
Huh?
Not for the distressed areas.
Okay. Because I know it says here, cost sharing and matching requirements.
And if you're not a municipality.
Right. We can apply as part of our program that we're kind of submitting to them. We can apply on behalf of private ownership in these buildings, and that is a match, 50-50 match. But for us, it's up to $3 million, no
cash. All right, because I was gonna say, that's what I was reading it, and I thought, well, this is gonna be tough, because there is matching.
Yeah, no, no match.
So if one of the businesses wanted to rehab, or one of the buildings.
Right, so we had a gentleman in here last time asking about too, if we couldn't give him any money. But if he wanted to be part of that program, I think he owns the building next to Mid-America, no? Say he wanted to clean that up, and we wanted to put a mural there to kind of backdrop our music in the park or what have you. We propose that to them, whatever he wants to do to his building, you know, that's 50-50 match, whatever we want to do to the green space or what have you, that would kind of coordinate with that. It's
no match for the city.
No.
It's just if the private owner, if he wanted to do something for his building, anybody wants to renovate their building on their own, then there is a match.
Right.
Okay.
Yep, but we still have to submit. I mean, it's not like they can't submit outside of us the way I read it.
Okay.
We have to have like a whole kind of plan that we're putting out.
Okay.
What would be match, what would be, you know, city owned, or what our intentions are. It sounds convoluted, but I don't think it's really that bad.
No.
So he would just have to include his stuff in with our plan.
Yeah, if
you
want to retuck point the building or something like that, you know, that's
the thing, is this competition between Peoria and everybody else. Do you remember if there was a town size or?
So this is actually I wanted to expand, so allowable expenses, let me run through this real quick. Architectural planning and engineering design, site selection, land building and acquisition. So if the city was wanting to purchase sites that needed to be site preparation and improvement, utility work, new constructions of building and structures, reconstruction or improvement of existing buildings or structures, replacement of currently utilized assets by a better asset, and then expansion of existing building or facilities. So this is actually, this grant is actually looked at by priority areas. So it's looking at rural areas in those communities that are distressed. So Lewistown is actually on the list of priority areas.
But we're not competing with Peoria or
so you might be competing with like Peoria, maybe the 05 zip code, which is a distressed area.
Right. Okay.
But not Peoria as a whole, because they're looking at
that's where a lot of it.
And it can be multiple projects.
So we would want to like take those multiple projects and probably tie them up into one plan.
Okay. That's what I was wondering. I didn't know.
Yeah. So that could be an option. So if we wanted to pursue this, it would probably be best. It's not due, I think, till end of January. But probably need to get a small group together to drive this work. Maybe also connecting with Colton Daniels, and Nathan could be a part of the work to kind of get his expertise when needed.
Happy to.
Who's given this grant?
State of Illinois.
It's
federal money too, I think, isn't it?
Yeah, it's leftover COVID funds.
Commerce Economic Development, or Opportunity, excuse me.
And that's what my biggest concern was, just competition, because usually on these are like, yeah, Peoria, we're going to grant you so much, but small towns. Not to say we can't get them, we have gotten them.
Yeah.
But it's a little, sometimes we have to show a little more.
So it is nice when they do call out specifically, you know, rural distress,
yeah,
on that list. We meet the criteria, so we are the priority.
But compared to Chicago and Northern Illinois, we are all rural. So Peoria and Bloomington and... I mean, truthfully.
Yeah, I do think they have different requirements.
Yeah.
Based on.
I think it's a great idea. I mean, personally, I think it's, you know, that's what we need. That's the only way we've ever done anything we've done is through grants. You know, water and sewer and water.
And the great thing that does come out of it, even if we are not accepted for the grant, we have some type of plan that's been developed to work towards. That have prepared and we're ready to go, so if opportunities come along, we can continue to you know, apply for those.
Do you feel comfortable writing this grant, or?
I do. It's not super difficult. It's not a super difficult one. I would probably, we'd probably need to consult a little bit.
With like Western?
With like Western Illinois, I would consult with him. But I think if we have the majority of the work done going into it, it would be very easy to piece together and maybe to save some cost, he could review.
Do you have ideas who you want on this committee? Or have you talked to anyone that's interested?
Well, I know a couple people that are passionate about the downtown area that I would reach out to. I would like to see, you know, if Cole McDaniels could be a reference or someone to consult with as well.
And that's from WIRC?
No, he's from Fulton County.
Okay. I knew you were talking about. Gotcha.
Can't remember what exactly the organization's name is, but anybody who's passionate, who has ideas, probably Jason owns a lot of the properties down through there, so I'd like to include him. But other than that, anybody who's passionate about.
All right. Well, could you give me a list of names? I mean, then we'll probably, you know, get the council to agree on it and appoint them. And
they may want to make sure.
I mean, you probably want
council. Make sure, like, you're on there. And
yeah, I mean, I would.
Council persons.
Yeah,
I'd be on there.
And
then
she's definitely right. You got to come up with a vision of exactly what do you want to do.
Yes. Yes.
Well, we'd like $1 million, but.
No, exactly.
The overlay of the grant seems to say more than any other thing that they want to see basically projects that are focused on bringing in private investment into this town.
Mm-hmm.
So if that means, you know, creating storefronts, if that means just making things look better, I'm sure, you know, they probably pay pretty close attention to us. But the problem is we're 100% around the square, at least as far as I know, privately owned.
Yeah.
So all those would just be opportunities for those store owners to say, hey, we can do the work at 50%. But they're also going to have to come up to 50% according to terms of this. Maybe on a schedule they didn't want to or didn't have to. But I know previously you talked about the park.
Yes.
Maybe you passed around like a petition for that for a separate grant. People were signing off on it.
Yeah.
They can give up to 40 points, and I think 75 total on this for community support.
Yeah.
So it's something that we all kind of can raise our hand and say, yeah, absolutely, that's something we want to see happen to our town. And I think, you know, we get more into the numbers here that we need to be in to qualify. And it's the $3 million is the cap. It's just whatever a project costs. We're going to have to put numbers with this stuff.
Right.
I mean, it's going to have to be a cohesive, you know,
right.
Bid kind of.
I think we have to show how destitute we were after COVID. I mean, that's going to be in there, I think, because it is a COVID-based grant. I mean, that's what it's done for. And maybe show why we're doing this and why the businesses have to do this or need to do this because they were hurt that bad by COVID.
Right.
And I think that would be a plus.
Well, and we have buildings that are for sale that
yes.
aren't really, nobody's going to buy them the way that
yeah.
shape they're in.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, I mean,
right.
the city maybe inquires about attaining the property in some way.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And that
and
would be
marketing it, you know, getting it cleared off the ground so that we could, so if some business would want to go there or.
Mm-hmm.
Or turning it into some kind of, you know, and the first thing that I came to my mind was, I don't know if anybody's ever been to Iowa City, but I went to University of Iowa, so they have obviously a very vibrant downtown, but they have a pedestrian mall, so it's actually, you know, businesses that you can walk to, they have picnic tables and fountains in between and little restaurants. And I mean, I know that's a much bigger city, but if that's something that would be unique around here, so I'm trying to think, okay, what's unique? I know Doug, you had showed me some, you know, where they had the storefronts and then different kind of a park, city type park behind those. You know, what would be an attraction to draw?
That's where we should be.
Yeah.
I mean, I think I just talked to some other business people here a few days ago on that, but kind of the vision is just like now with the boutique and with Carnegie and a few, and I heard of a couple other things coming in, and a couple other things coming in outside of town, that's going to be the key. It's just like Petersburg. I seen Havana, I seen the other day, Havana, Petersburg, and Oakford, small town of course, Oakford was going to be the winery, of course, but they had this thing where people could start in Havana and work your way through the whole system and shop and drink and eat and whatever you want to do, and I think that's going to have to be our goal here, is to do something like that. And I think that's what the boutiques and stuff that are coming, that are in town or coming, I think that's what their vision is too, is to do the same thing. And otherwise, we don't survive.
So you have to bring in outside money.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think we have a lot of great things to build on because we have a winery. I think actually the orchard is a huge draw for
the winery, the orchard, the hotel. Yes, we've got good
seats. And that's
seats
where Havana, Havana's become a destination. It used to be a town. And, hey, let's go to Havana. But now it's a destination. You travel from maybe Chicago or wherever, and we're going to spend the night in Havana, and we're going to shop this area. And that's what Lewistown needs to be, is a destination instead of, because if you depend on your local people, it never work.
And we've got the best hotel around here, as far as I'm concerned. You know, within 40 miles, probably.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so we have the opportunity to do that. Plus, there's plenty of green space on Main Street. It's not being used for anything.
Sure.
So if we wanted to turn it into, just say, a farmer's market venue with nothing but a few concrete slabs and some power hookups for vendors to come in, all these local people, even if it's 3 blocks away, will come and have a, you know, focused get-together where people are going to walk through there.
That's our goal. Always been our goal with Music in the Park was eventually just do a, not just a music, but on Thursday night or whatever, even extend it two nights, but bring in the crafts, the artists, have an artist, you know, fair and food, and because that's just like Havana where they're doing the riverfront and they're doing, they've got an artist, they have one art, it's called the Cove.
Mm-hmm.
And plus they have just had it an academy come in, which my cousin teaches there and stuff and that, but they have an artist academy there. They're teaching people. You just walk in and they're going to teach you painting and whatever. And that's where it's at, and that's where we need to be part of it. I mean, we're close enough, and we need to be part of it. So, yeah, that's...
So one thing we could start to do kind of to kick this off, get a kind of a steering committee together, but we also need community support and need to hear their ideas. We could do a town hall where we could invite people in. We could, you know, get the white sticky boards and we could have some different topics, kind of like similar to the mapping process that you probably did a long time ago, but kind of just on a very high level to kind of generate those ideas about what people want to see, what the business owners want to see, what the, you know.
You know why the... It's just like the mapping. The mapping worked, but the biggest downfall was, and the biggest key to turn around your community is to get the people that run the restaurants, that run the businesses, and then get them together and get them talking about what they want in this community, because they're the ones that's going to help bring it. Havana does this now. They have, matter of fact, their business owners get together like once a month, I think, and they have like lunch or breakfast or whatever, and that they talk over what they want to, what they want to see with their business, where their business, and so I think that's the key with this, is the biggest key is going to have business, small business owners involved with this.
Yeah.
Otherwise, if it was just us and citizens, it's not going
to
work.
Yeah, we have to engage
it has
those
to be,
stakeholders,
and that's who has to be in it as the business owner.
So we could. Start by kind of making a list of all those people that we want to target, maybe specifically reach out to them, send them an invitation, let them know how important it is to be here. We can get something scheduled if everybody would be in support of that, and we can start there.
Well, I think all your businesses through the chamber, we reach out through the chamber and say, hey, we want to have this.
I think I'd reach past the chamber. I wouldn't. Personally, I wouldn't just go to them and ask them to do it. I'd go to the businesses personally and say, hey, this is where we want to be. Because I don't think it would be done. So that's my personal opinion. But it's serious enough that it needs to go right to the individual, the business owners, and say, hey, this is what we have. We want to help you. We'll draw this up. We'll put it together, and we'll see whatever vision you have. And I'm sure whatever vision we have, they have the same one. And it would go, so.
We can do that.
Do the business owners meet now, Billy?
No. Well, if they do, I haven't been invited.
they don't even go to the chamber meetings.
Right.
So that's why I said it has to be something special outside of the chamber.
Because they're too busy trying to make money. Yeah. They're trying to think of ways for themselves.
Busy.
I mean, I get
they're,
it.
Yeah, working.
They're struggling.
So that may, you know, we could do that if you have, I'll kind of identify some people for a steering committee to start with. Let's see if we can.
I mean, we had a pretty good committee for the 200 year.
Yeah.
Had a pretty good committee there, so.
Yes, that would be great. And I'll kind of work out with Steve.
Can I throw my two cents in on that?
Yeah.
Had a good committee, but nobody did anything. That's all I got to say.
And that's. Yeah, I'm sure. I mean, that's the problem you have. The same people do stuff all the time.
I was exhausted.
I bet you were.
And we thank you for it.
Do we need to wait for the next meeting to schedule a town hall, or do we want to get something scheduled, and do we want to start reaching out?
I think if this is due in January, we need to start now.
Yeah.
We're probably 2 months too late now.
Yep.
So first, I mean,
well, it just got came out.
Okay.
So we're right on schedule.
All right.
So is it
no, but I guess
not too long.
Well, I think just for us not having the real vision.
And the
Anyone on the council here tonight, are you interested in involved in this?
I have no problem. I mean, I'll help as much as I can. So I really would.
Okay.
That's what I'm trying to do tonight. Is help.
No, right. I get it. No, that's why we're here. Yeah. We want to make things better. You know, I would like to see some construction guys, you know, like Duke, he's also a business owner.
Yeah.
Even reach out, I mean, I know he doesn't live in town, Rick Whitney. I mean, he's got a lot of construction knowledge there. He could look at something and say, yeah, you could do this, and this, and it's structurally sound. I mean, that's the kind of people I like to see that have knowledge. Not just, I mean, the people that just want to help are wonderful.
Yeah.
But
people that have construction knowledge and are actually doing the work.
Exactly. Living it every day.
Yes. Those are the ones that I like to talk to.
Rick's pretty good helping us on the blacksmith shop.
Mm-hmm.
He just got the
chimney
done. Thank you. I couldn't think of what it was called. So he's helped us a lot.
And I know there's other construction people. I don't want to leave anybody out. Everybody's welcome. It's.
Well, the other thing we could do is we could do the town hall. We could see who shows up. You know, after we invite these, we can see who has energy, and then we could invite from that. You know, we'd like to take, if we had a steering committee, we don't want it to get too big, but we can always consult with those people as they
need. Right.
But we could see what.
Right. Yeah, because a lot of times you can have too many too, and you get.
Yeah, and then that gets, we don't get.
Yeah, it gets
so,
right. You don't get anything.
But I think that's where it's going to have to come from is the people that actually, the business owners and people that's actually involved now.
Mm-hmm.
If I maybe make a list, a draft list, of people that we need to. You know, we can promote it publicly, but people that we need to target and say, hey, your presence at this and your voice is important. We need to hear what you have to say. And I send that to Cindy. Cindy, could you share it and let me know if anybody has feedback or we need to add to somebody, and then maybe we can, you know, make sure that we're going up and, you know.
Because Archdale, I would think, would want to be involved.
Right.
Yes.
Oh, yes,
yeah.
Very much so.
Yeah.
I'll catch you.
Because we've also, I mean, you've also got the nursing home down there that's.
Yeah.
Aaron, yes.
You know, trying those. I've talked to those folks, real nice folks.
She's wonderful.
Have a lot of ideas. I mean.
I think Tarvin's have like bed and breakfast places, don't they?
I mean, I'm not on social media, but you give me a list, I'll go talk to them, like face to face. I know that's hard to believe, people don't do that stuff anymore, but I would do that.
I have no problem not.
One plus to be involved too, even though it is a state run thing, but it's Dick's amount.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
Because they are, you know, a big influence in the area and they do have some.
And that would be Krista, because she comes at the chamber meetings.
Yes, yep.
Krista.
Krista.
Christensen. Christensen.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Krista, yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't remember what her last name was.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll do a list, I'll get something scheduled. Can we do it at the visitor center? Is that okay? And what type of, would you prefer an evening or would you prefer a weekend?
Evening.
Evening. What day's best?
Okay, I'll have to go check my list.
Okay.
The courthouse has it for a full week. I don't know how many days for sure they need it, because they get overflow for a court case.
Might see if one of the businesses want to sponsor a, if they would want to give a part of the room and.
You're probably not going.
What's her sandwich?
I still think it's going that early, I don't know 100%, but I was told last month they didn't think it would be that.
Somebody's still got money to siphon from somebody.
So probably the last, I can go look right quick, but.
I'll connect with you tomorrow, we'll get something scheduled.
I know the last week of October it's open.
And the evenings, they won't need it in the evenings.
No, but they're gonna have it all set up. Which we, I mean, if we didn't move anything around, it'd be okay.
Capacity on there, just if I can really rally a bunch of people.
80 to 100, I think, capacity.
Okay, we're good then.
Yeah.
If we get 80 people there, I'll be thrilled.
Yeah, because we had 80 some kids in there for Halloween, so.
Yeah.
It'd work.
That's all I have, thank you.
All right. So where are we at then? You're gonna get me some names and we're gonna.
Names and we're gonna get a date, get something scheduled, and then we're gonna start.
All right. All right, thank you very much, Amanda, appreciate it.
Cindy might have a list of all the businesses. I'll ask her in the morning.
Thank you, okay.
And then I'll send it to you. Because I know she, like when the water, different things with water, she has to call them. So she might have a list in there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, thank you, Amanda. Christmas tree committee, the Hickeys aren't here.
I just talked to him though, Kenny, I just talked to him a little while ago.
You know, I've had a message to call him and I haven't gotten that.
I know he's got 30 trees ordered. So, and I said, will you come to the meeting tonight? He said, oh, about the next meeting. So I think he's gonna come to the next meeting and go update. But he does have 30 trees ordered, so.
Sounds like he's working on it.
Yeah.
All right, public works report, Mr. Palmer.
Since the last meeting, obviously we had an all-town cleanup. Went well, a lot of trucks.
Most of mine was gone before we even picked it up.
Yeah, I thought we moved pretty good before we had.
Everybody picked them up before.
I know, it was around 3 days of hauling the total after I went to clean one more driveway. It was 122 trucks.
Wow.
122 truckloads taken to the dumpsters.
Yep. To the dumpsters down bottom. Since that meeting,
Is that pickup trucks or?
The ton trucks, we used a tractor to load them. That rain Tuesday, a little 10th inch of rain made mattresses and stuff super heavy.
Yeah, but.
So we ended up having to use a tractor to load the couches and stuff like that.
Oh, but.
We just got done, we fixed a few bad spots in some sidewalks. I just pulled another sidewalk this morning and got those done. We've reclaimed some sidewalks just by cleaning them. Cleaned some catch basins. I got a guy, he welded up some catch basins where the backs were broke off. It's cheaper, quicker to have it done like that than me dig up the whole thing and find a part number and order one that hurt telling.
Did some of those on Euclid?
Yeah.
I had compliments on those.
Yep, we should have a map now. I had a guy go around and try to map out everyone and get them on a map, so. Anybody going to clean them or fix them, then I can start, you know, mapping those out and whatever ones need attention, get them fixed. But fixed quite a bit. We had a bunch sunk out, you know, all the rain that we've been getting. So we did fix a bunch of those, and then they said getting those welded up, and that's helping a lot just to save us. Other than that, it's, you know, I few bearings at wastewater had to change. I think it's going smooth, I guess.
All right, very good. Yeah, had lots of compliments on you and your public works guys. Please pass that along to them. We really appreciate what they do. All right, unfinished business. We already touched on it a little bit, the All Town Wiener Roast that Kim is trying to get going. Do we have to do anything for that, or do we need any? It's on the agenda here.
Volunteers.
Need volunteers.
Money, everything. Volunteers.
Mm-hmm. I guess that. What all are you wanting to do?
Okay.
I guess is what I want to know.
Yeah.
Since I'm helping you.
So that would be hot dogs and buns and marshmallows and sticks and the firewood.
Yeah. And are they? Is it costume contest also?
Yeah, I'd like to do, well, actually, what I was just going to do is the fireworks, but then we thought we would throw together the fall, the Halloween party that we normally do.
Because mm-hmm. I know she's not having it, so.
And Paranoid's got pumpkins. I don't know where she got them or anything.
I don't know.
I have no idea.
Mm-hmm.
I've never
so heard
that part of
her. Mm-hmm. Do we want to do the pumpkins? That's more.
I think they were decorated and stuff, didn't they?
Yeah, they put the plastic.
So I didn't know instead of pump. I don't know whether make goodie like goodie bags or something instead of a pumpkin. I don't know.
Yeah, I think so. I think.
And
that
then
would
if
help.
We have a costume contest, then we could.
And we give 10 for, I think there's 3 or 4 categories we did, didn't we? I'll go back to my
list. I think so.
And we gave $10 for each one. And I've got with the church, they have their trunk and treat, or what's that called?
Trunk and treat, yeah. Trunk or
trunk
treat.
Trunk or treat.
Trunk
yeah.
or treat, yeah.
Yeah.
And they always have a four-wheeler pulling a hay rack. And what I thought I would do is have the kids come over, make their hot dogs and get their treats from us and that, and they would be transferred over there and they could do the trunk or treat, come back. And
oh, okay.
He's
so it'll be the same night.
He can have some music down mm-hmm. there. And
and I didn't go to the chamber meeting. You said that made me think of it. Cindy went. She said something about
how many kids do you usually have?
80, there's the Kendall.
Oh,
like
yeah.
80,
90
kids.
Yeah, it was full. I mean, that's why this year we were going to move somewhere else if we did it, because we couldn't.
Make several trips on a hay rack.
We couldn't hold.
Yeah.
We couldn't hold that many people anymore.
But the chamber's thinking about having a trunk or treat at the fairgrounds, because they're not having it at the school.
Oh, just like around town.
You know how they always did the school where they walked around? I think they were talking about having it at the fairgrounds by I don't know what night. It might be Halloween night. I'm not sure.
That's when they
need
to.
So it's not at the school this time. It's going to be at the fairgrounds, I think.
I think it looks nice and mowed up. It does.
And just have cars, you know, parked and around. At the fairgrounds, I think.
But I guess what I need is the approval to get some financial help through the city and get some help.
Mm-hmm.
How much do you think this your total cost is going to be?
I don't know.
I don't know how much you guys usually spend.
Say if you just had 100 people. And
that's what I wrote down. I wrote
if you
down
got
100 hot dogs, 100 buns. That's what I figured.
So, I'd say I just had 25 people, or no, I had between 25 and 50 people, and it cost me roughly $100 or a little over $100 to do hot dogs and buns both. And, so.
But I'm also going to try to get some money from the
mm-hmm.
bank, and the auxiliary ladies were going to,
mm-hmm.
Sally said that they would give some money, and I thought I'd go to the banks and see if they would donate any.
And then we got 50 coming from the chamber.
And 50 from the chambers. And she said if we were cut short, they could do another 50. But she said start out $50.
That would help quite a bit. Right now, hot dogs are pretty reasonable.
Oh, yeah.
And the store might even help with something like that. Just tell them what you're doing.
So hot dogs, buns, marshmallows, and candy for bags.
Tell them what you're doing, and they might want to help you out with that. Just say, hey, we're doing a community-wide. What can you? I think that's a lot of times what we do with music in the park. You just tell them, say, hey, this is what it's for, and sometimes they'll help.
Let me know when you want to go, Kim. I'll go with you when you go to the businesses.
Oh, we've got to have drinks.
She didn't.
Yeah.
Have some beer and wine. I mean, some apple cider.
You didn't say that, did you? Hurt my ears up.
Yeah. Or else just, and I'm only saying this because we just went down to the fish fry at Bernie Dot, and they did bottles of water because of the COVID instead of having somebody.
I see. That
pouring drinks and
you get them little short bottles of water.
So I don't know. I only said
that
because
that'd be a lot easier.
I think that'd be the plus is do the water because that way there's no choices. If you give choices, then you're gonna be in trouble.
You know, if you get hot chocolate, then they might get burnt or I don't know.
You got to make it simple.
I think the water is a good idea.
Yes, because you make it simple, and then if people want something better, tell them, hey, let's get involved next
year.
Yeah,
you can help next year.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You can help us.
Yeah. That's the biggest thing, just getting it off the ground with people.
Right. Say, we're just trying to get it started. We're always welcome to ideas, and come and help. This is where we're meeting. So, but Kim, I don't know if you heard me. When you go to the businesses, I'll go with you if you want somebody to go with you to ask them. So.
Tough thing would be finding sticks.
Yeah.
All the duck hunters get all the willows cut down. No, I'm sure you can still find some.
I've got several homemade.
Like I said, Craig would get
nice ones. Yep.
And we have to dress up too. I like to dress up.
In a way, you could have some sticks, but I mean, a lot of them tell them to bring their own sticks if they got them.
Yeah, we could.
A lot of people would.
Sure.
You could have a few, but.
Yeah. Yeah, if you can bring your own, bring it.
Yeah, we're furnishing the food. They just really furnish a stick.
Just grill the hot dogs and let the kids stand by the fire while they eat them.
There you go. Do you want to wait on money or after we talk to the businesses? I mean, we'll readdress this later. I mean, it sounds like we're going, moving forward.
We'll have another meeting before. Yeah. And,
okay.
Yeah, you just want to. The only problem with it is it's September 28th. Now, and if you don't let people know these things ahead of time, if you're seriously doing, I'd go ahead and just plan it and say, yeah, put it out there. We're doing it October 23rd as soon as you can.
Yeah, because it's a Saturday before Halloween, right?
Yeah, because if you don't, the people will.
Yeah, I agree.
It's going to be too late if you wait till the next meeting. But as far as money wise, yeah.
Their next meeting is not till the 12th.
I think there's money in there, you know, to help with that.
It's not going
to
break us.
Through tourism, I think we can work something out.
We'll figure something out.
For census
and
all the town.
October 23rd, and I figured the times maybe like 4 to, what do you say, what was ours?
I think it was like 4 to 8 or 4 to 7 or something like that.
Yeah, it wasn't very 4 to 8. That's too long.
That's too long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And plus,
can't be around
plus
kids
it, has to be, children have to be accompanied by an adult.
Adult, right.
Yeah, there's no babysitting here.
So if we get a flyer going, we could copy some off and get them to the school.
The 4 to 7 then?
But I do the general thing, just say, hey, we're having a wiener roast at such and such place, and tell them, you know, what time, and just kind of give vague information, then more to come.
Okay.
And then after that, social media is probably going to be your biggest friend.
Mm-hmm.
At the last minute, telling people, because a lot of people pay attention to that, and just tell them that, and plus school, we can always send a flyer home.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
At the last minute with school, and say, hey, it is, this is what we're having. But I think in general, if they know what it is and where it's at, and what to expect.
Yeah, the costume.
Yeah, just in general, and if it happens, that if someone happens, or someone don't, then go from there.
Yeah, it is what it is.
And I should know if you're pretty simple. I'll check my calendar.
Okay.
Try to get some bales.
I don't know what my calendar says, it's like.
Try to get some bales of straw and stuff too for them to sit on.
Justin Hansel.
Bales of straw?
Yeah.
Maybe, I don't know, or just do the pavilion.
They said we're in the beer garden, we would have those.
That'd be a place to have it, get some stuff in there, set in there.
You know what, find out where we need some bales ahead of you, but.
And weather, if it is, and the whole thing is, if it's rains is done, I guess, I don't know, that's the other thing, you need to let them know. We never did a rain, of course, we were inside too.
I don't care where you are, people.
I mean, not unless we go inside the building and just put the hot dogs and roasters.
No, we could do that, well.
You can go in.
I don't know.
Depends on what's in there.
Yeah.
If the storage stuff is being put in there yet, I mean, we can pull it out if there's not that much, but.
What about the 4-H food stand, that's plenty of room for the number of people you're talking about.
It'd get kinda tight into there.
Yeah.
I mean, we could open a green building, that's not a problem if, you know, you got a little bit of a notice.
And the, well, we got the beer thing too, they could get under.
Yeah.
Yeah, just being in there, I mean, throw the hot dogs and roasters or something to heat them up, I don't know.
Well, even, you know, the cattle arena.
If it rains, nobody's gonna be there anyway, so, that's the whole point.
No, right.
Probably nobody's gonna come if it rains anyway, so, that's like a town, if it was nasty, they usually didn't show up in the first place.
Right, well, you can.
And if it was nasty.
You can still have your costume contest maybe inside, even if you couldn't have your fire. Just kinda play it maybe.
You'll probably be under there too. Get to play the music.
Yeah, if I do, I don't need much space anyway, so.
Okay then.
Alright.
Thank you, Kim, appreciate it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll table it till next week. Alright, we have new business, looks like we know why Billy's here.
Okay, on the agenda, it does say East Eagle and West.
Right. You're wanting to close West Euclid from Main to Adams, to have a benefit for the Humane Society at the Rocket Tap.
Yes, they've lost their funding for their spay and neuter program, so we're doing food, music, bags tournament, 50-50 drawings, and we're having a rifle raffle.
Very good, what day are you, would you like to have this?
We're having it on October the 9th. Which is the second weekend of Skinny Drive.
What time, Billy?
It starts at 3.
3?
Mm-hmm.
Till when?
Probably 10 or 11.
Okay.
When people quit giving money.
What was the raffles? I couldn't hear you, I'm sorry.
The raffle is for a Henry Golden Boy.
Oh, nice.
That's what everybody's giving away. There's going to be a lot of those out there.
About the gun?
Yeah.
50 drawings.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Very good.
And then my room, my kitchen table.
We already have a copy of an ordinance to close this, or we don't need one, we just close it?
Okay. I move to approve the closing of between East Euclid from Main to Adams Street for the Rocket Tap to hold benefits for Humane Society on Saturday, October the 9th from 3 to 11 o'clock.
West Euclid.
Yeah, you said that's west.
About 3 to.
It's West Euclid, not East. That's
yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, that was me.
I'll second.
All right, we have a motion by Mr. Miller, seconded by Brad. Roll call vote, please. No, we don't need a roll call vote. All in favor, say aye.
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 Motion carries. All right, next is, we have a certificate of deposit that's due at the Ipava Bank for $152,000 and change, almost $153,000. The clerk called for interest rates. Hold on, I gotta find it.
Cindy, do you have yours handy?
Oh, that's all the piece of paper.
Here it is.
Got it?
I got it. For 18 months, Ipava State Bank is 0.50%.
That's ridiculous.
24 months, they'll go to 0.6.
Yeah.
MidAmerica, 0.35 for 18, 0.4 for 24. Prairie State Bank, 0.2 for 18 months, 0.29 for 24. Havana Bank, 0.5 and 0.6, the same as Ipava Bank. So Ipava and Havana are both the highest interest rates at 0.5%. The CD is now at the Ipava State Bank.
What do we have it for the last time? Do you know how long it was?
It was four. It was odd time.
Was it
16 months or something?
Okay.
But they don't do that now,
right,
so it's 18 and 24.
The longest one now is, what was it?
24 months.
18 or 24.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I think we should grab the biggest amount, and I think we ought to just leave it where it's at, just roll it over where it's at, and take the most we can get.
For 24 months.
Or take the chance, and maybe things will change in the next 12 months, and just roll it over for half of that, then see what happens. And you know what I mean?
Well, you got 18 months and 24 months of your
yeah,
choices.
Maybe do 18, and then.
I would
say locking at 24, maybe things will change.
I would say 18 too.
Yeah.
That extra, anybody got a calculator? And somebody knows how to figure interest, what the difference is. I mean, it's only 5 months.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, I think 18 probably be better.
Or six. Okay.
I moved a rollover CD at Ipava State Bank to 18 months.
At 0.5%. All right, we have a motion.
Second.
Second by Kim. All in favor say aye.
Need a roll call.
Oh, we get a roll
Sorry.
Call? Okay, roll call vote. There you go.
Alderperson Brad Ward.
Aye.
Kendall Miller.
Aye.
Kim Paschal.
Aye.
Only because it was money. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt.
Mayor Lee Perry.
Aye.
Didn't mean to interrupt.
I thought if you were spending money, it was.
Yeah.
No.
Kind
of I think
money.
Both. Yeah.
It's a touchy situation.
Yeah. All right, moving on. We've already discussed the rebuild downtown and Main Streets. I don't believe we have anything further on that. We also have an ordinance pertaining to the coronavirus local fiscal recovery fund. It's basically so we can spend the money they say that we have.
Yeah, we received it, I think, August 27th, but you have to have this ordinance to be able to spend it.
Did you look at that?
Did you look
at that? It was in my file.
It should have been in your folder.
Should have been in the folder.
Is something you sent me before today?
Yeah, I think
yeah.
It's in it.
Yeah, it's in here.
The ordinance? Is that you just wondering?
That's what I'm looking for, yeah. Make sure things look better.
It was one that the Illinois Municipal League put out, and then that one, I got it from Canton.
Yep, I did read this.
Did you jog your memory?
It did.
That
yes.
One look okay to you?
Yep.
All right. All right, anyway, everyone has a copy of this. If everyone's agreeable, it's so we can spend the money and get this passed.
I'll make the motion to pass the ordinance pertaining to coronavirus local fiscal recovery fund.
I'll second that.
All right, motion by Brad, second by Kendall. Do we have to roll call that or it be?
Yeah. Alderperson Brad Ward.
Aye.
Kendall Miller.
Aye.
Kim Paschal.
Aye.
Mayor Lee Perry.
Aye. All right, motion carries, all ayes. All right. Man, I am like, there it is, all right. All right, everyone had a chance to look at the bills. That's all we got to do now is approve the bills. And
I make a motion to approve the bills. They're properly endorsed.
Motion by Kim.
Second.
Seconded by Brad. Roll call.
Alderperson Brad Ward.
Aye.
Kendall Miller.
Aye.
Kim Pascal.
Aye.
Mayor Lake Harris.
Aye. All right, and that's all our business. If nobody has anything to add, the motion to adjourn, we can go.
Move to adjourn.
Very good. Thanks for coming, everybody. Appreciate it.